Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Eliana Rina, Bas Eliana Yaakov, Lerufuasa, and for Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis, Bracha Vatzlacha, B'chomase Yedehem. The Etzem Mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek requires explanation. Why is there a need to remember this historical event? What benefit is there in remembering Amalek? And we can strengthen the question and say that lechora, it's impossible to be mekayim this mitzvah today. We don't know who the Amalekites are, and even if we would know, there's a machlokas rishonim if the mitzvah to erase the name of Amalek is noheg af shalob is man habayis, even not during the time where there's a Beis Hamikdash. We also have to understand why Parsha Zachar is right after Parsha Shkalim. Why are they one after the other? Why is Zachar follow Shkalim? So first we have to look at the actions of Amalek and why he requires destruction and erasing. Amalek's evil has many faces and their influences in all generations. One of the most outstanding, in the negative sense, in that it stands out, one of the most primary qualities of Amalek is Asher Karcha Baderech. They cut you off on the road. Karcha is also a lashon of kar. They cooled you off when the Jewish people left Egypt, and they were filled with hislavus, and they were absorbed with the avas Hashem that burned in their hearts. Comes Amalek towards them, and cooled off their hislahavus. And so writes the Sfasemes, V'lachein Amalek oimei lekar zeh ha'ish v'hislahavus shenimtzu v'nefashus b'nei Yisrael. And therefore Amalek comes to cool off this fire and enthusiasm that is in the souls of the Jewish people. That's this Vasemis Tafration and Zion Dibor Maschil Timche. That's what Amalek does. They cool us off from our slavas, from our fire. Amalek wasn't just a historical personality, a one-time event. Amalek caused this feeling of coldness and detachment to penetrate into the Jewish people for all the generations. Elsewhere in Tafresh Lamed Daled, Dibor HaMaschil Tetzaveh, this Vasemis writes that when the Jewish people left Egypt, it says, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael. Chamushim, Targum says, V'mizarzin. They had zrizus and islahavus. But Amalek cooled them off and planted within them this hesitation, this laziness, which is the source of evil, this lack of zrizus. It's Moiridik, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is zrizus. It's the baking of the chametz, that's b'chipazin. That's for chalushin and mizarzin, and the opposite of chipazin, of islahavos, is atzlus. The Rambam brings two separate mitzvahs. There's zechores asher asalucha amalek, which is dvarim chav hei yutzayin, remember what Amalek did to you. And then there's timcha zecher amalek. And the Sfasemes says that the second mitzvah of erasing the name of Amalek is dependent on the first mitzvah. Only when a Jewish person fires in his heart the hatred towards Amalek, only when he understands the great damage that that Russia caused him then and throughout all the generations, only when his hatred comes to such a complete form that when he has an Isayon, he's not going to hesitate a second to carry out the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Only then will he be zochet to the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, and he'll have no remnant of the hashpah of Amalek in his heart. If he's ready to just destroy them whenever they come to him, whenever he has the opportunity, when he understands the harm that Amalek did, only then, when he's zechores asher asalucha Amalek, he remembers all the terrible things Amalek does, and his sin increases and increases. Only then can it be to be zochet to be mekayim the mitzvah of timcha. He can erase Amalek from his heart. He realizes who Amalek is and what Amalek did, and therefore he'll want to destroy them completely, and he'll have no more of their hashpah in his heart. The hatred of Amalek is a mitzvah's essay because it's a wall, it's a shield that protects us from the evil hashpah of Amalek. Shaul HaMelech did not decide with evil intentions to be over on the tzivui of the Navi and have Rachmanis on Agag. The chait of Shaul started much before. He didn't have enough sinna for Amalek, and therefore there wasn't enough achzarius towards Agag. And even if Shaul personally was on the right madrega, the Jewish people didn't have the tachlis of sinna, and Shaul acted based on the matzav of the Jewish people, and in that the Navi is mochiachim. If you're small in your eyes, you can't do that. You're the head of the Jewish people. But it could be that it was the madrega of the Jewish people that also caused Shaul to be lowered. So it emerges then at the end is talui in the beginning. The timcha is zechor amalek is talui in the zechores asher asach amalek. So the union today is not to run around looking for an amalekite to kill him. What we want to do is, we want to fire up the sinna inside of us in order to distance ourselves from this coldness in Avodas Hashem and to connect ourselves to enthusiasm in Avodas Hashem. And to do it in such a way that potentially we have the cruelty within us to mamish kipshuto, erase the name of Amalek, the memory of Amalek. So let's see the Sfasemes inside Tafresh Mem Vav, Dibur HaMaschil VeHemshech, and then we'll also understand the connection between Parshas Zachar and Parshas Shkalim. Writes the Sfasemes, Hemshech Parshas Zachar Achar Shkalim. Why is Zachar follow Shkalim? Dini HaMitzvah Lizkor Ebas HaMalek. This is what we've been saying. We're going to see it inside now. The mitzvah to remember the hatred of Amalek, she'ikar mechias Amalek yimach shemo talya b'sinus b'nei Yisrael olav. The ikar mechias Amalek, timcha zechor Amalek is talui in how much we hate him, how much we remember what he did and hate him. Ukshiasina b'shleimus, when we completely hate Amalek, then yismocha legamrei, he'll be completely erased. And that was Shaul's sin. Wasn't that the maze that he didn't fulfill what Hashem said? It didn't completely wipe out Amalek. They didn't have enough achzarius, the Jewish people, Shaul personally, or the Jewish people as a whole. Didn't have enough cruelty towards that Russia, towards Agag. And therefore they didn't have the koch to completely destroy him. So it could be with Shaul personally that didn't have the proper hatred, or it could be with the nation, and then it was Shaul's anivus that caused him to lower himself to the level of the nation. Since the Jewish people don't hate them enough, Shaul's sin is not a sin of ruia, it's not on the right madrega. And that's what Shmuel gave him tochach about. If you're small in your eyes, it's wrong. You're the head of the Shiftei Yisrael. And the kiyum of this mitzvah of being mocha Amalek, of erasing Amalek, is talui in how much we have. The kiyum of this mitzvah of destroying and hating Amalek is talui in how much ava we have towards Hashem. The more we're going to love Hashem, the more we're going to hate Amalek and destroy them from our midst. Kikafi rova slavas the sitra to kedusha came sonam the sitra achor. The more love you have for kedusha, the more sinner you have for the sitra achor. And now the Sfasemes answers this question, Shkalim and Zachar. V'lakach achar nidvus b'nei Yisrael, the Mikdash. V'msar rabbis b'nei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, az b'koichem lizkor evas amolek harash asher ma'akev shlemus shmo yizbaruch v'shlemus hakiseh. After the Jewish people gave their nedava to the Mikdash, and the love of the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was awakened, then they have the koach to remember the hatred of Amalek HaRasha, who is ma'akev the shlemus of Hashem's name, and the Shlemus HaKisei, because giving to the Mishkan is Nidavos, is Lahavos. That's the great enthusiasm. And then we can remember the Eva of Amalek, how much we hate Amalek, who stops this Shlemus, who tries to prevent us from having a Slavos. Shkolem is the Slavos, Lavodos Habori is the giving, and then comes Amalek, Zechiras Amalek, Zinas Amalek, Mechias Amalek, who tries to stop this Slavos. Maimur Chazal, Nishba Kadosh Baruch Hu Shein Shemoy Shalem Ad Shemach Hashem Amalek. Hashem promised that his name isn't going to be complete until the name of Amalek is erased. And therefore it's Melchama B'Amalek Midor Dor Shebuchol Dor Yesh Ha'aros Miyuchadim Shiruyim L'Sgalus L'Rishus Amalek Shema'akev HaKol. Why is it a war in every generation? There's no Amalek in every generation. We don't know who they are, Rabbanu Shalom. And the answer is that in every generation there are these lights, the spiritual lights, the spiritual clarity, this understanding of godliness that would have been revealed if not for the Rish of Amalek that still exists within us and in the world. And every Oved Hashem, when you see that you don't have these Oros, so then you become a hater of Amalek, because you know that it's Amalek that's stopping you from receiving these Oros. That's the Holy Svasemis and Tafresh Memvav, Dibra Maschil Hemshech. And the Yisod that emerges is that really the fight against Amalek is the fight against Kriris, a lack of emotion and feeling in Avodas Hashem. That we should all be Zochem Mitz Hashem to fulfill within ourselves this mitzvah of Sechiris Amalek and Mechias Amalek. And that's Chus, as we learned in the previous year, Bizocha to the Gili HaShalem. Here we are, main, my main, we are main, shalom, shalom, see you.